Tractate 20. John 5. 19. Part 1. The words of our Lord Jesus Christ, especially those recorded by the evangelist John, who not without cause leaned on the Lord's bosom, that he might drink in the secrets of that higher wisdom, and by evangelizing give forth again what by loving he had drunk in, are so secret and profound of understanding, that they trouble all who are perverse of heart, and exercise all who are in heart upright. Wherefore, beloved, give heed to these few words that have been read. Let us see if in any wise we can, by his own gift and help who has willed his words to be recited to us, which at that time were heard and committed to writing that they might now be read, what he means in what you have now heard him say: Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son cannot of himself do anything, but what he seeth the Father doing, for what things soever the Father doth, these same the Son also doth in like manner. Now you need to be reminded whence this discourse arose, by reason of what precedes this passage, where the Lord had cured a certain man among those who were lying in the five porches of that pool of Solomon, and to whom he had said, Take up thy bed, and go unto thy house. But this he had done on the Sabbath, and hence the Jews, being troubled, were falsely accusing him as a destroyer and transgressor of the law. He then said to them, My Father worketh even until now, and I work. For they, taking the observance of the Sabbath in a carnal sense, fancied that God had, as it were, slept after the labor of framing the world even to this day, and that therefore he had sanctified that day, from which he began to rest as from labor. Now, to our fathers of old there was ordained a sacrament of the Sabbath, which we Christians observe spiritually, in abstaining from every servile work, that is, from every sin, for the Lord saith, Every one that committeth sin is the servant of sin, and in having rest in our heart, that is, spiritual tranquility. And although in this life we strive after this rest, yet not until we have departed this life shall we attain to that perfect rest. But the reason why God is said to have rested is, that he made no creature after all was finished. Moreover, the scripture called it rest, to admonish us that after good works we shall rest. For thus we have it written in Genesis, And God made all things very good, and God rested on the seventh day, in order that thou, O man, considering that God himself is said to have rested after good works, shouldest not expect rest for thyself, until after thou hast wrought good works, and even as God after he made man in his own image and likeness, and in him finished all his works very good, rested on the seventh day, so mayest thou also not expect rest to thyself, except thou return to that likeness in which thou wast made, which likeness thou hast lost by sinning. For, in reality, God cannot be said to have toiled, who said, And they were done. Who is there that, after such facility of work, desires to rest as if after labor? If he commanded and someone resisted him, if he commanded and it was not done, and labored that it might be done, then justly he should be said to have rested after labor. But when in that same book of Genesis we read, God said, Let there be light, and there was light, God said, Let there be a firmament, and the firmament was made, and all the rest were made immediately at his word, to which also the psalm testifies, saying, He spake, and they were made, he commanded, and they were created. How could he require rest after the world was made, as if to enjoy leisure after toil, he who in commanding never toiled? Consequently these sayings are mystical, and are laid down in this wise that we may be looking for rest after this life, provided we have done good works. Accordingly, the Lord, restraining the impudence and refuting the error of the Jews, and showing them that they did not think rightly of God, says to them, when they were offended at his working men's healing on the Sabbath, My Father worketh until now, and I work. Do not therefore suppose that my Father so rested on the Sabbath, that thenceforth he doth not work, but But even as he now worketh, so I also work. But as the Father without toil, so too the Son without toil. God said, and they were done. Christ said to the impotent man, take up thy bed, and go unto thy house, and it was done. But the Catholic faith has it, that the works of the Father and of the Son are not separable. This is what I wish, if possible, to speak to you, beloved, but, according to those words of the Lord, he that is able to receive it, let him receive it. But he that is not able to receive it, let him not charge it on me, but on his own dullness, and let him turn to him that opens the heart, that he may pour in what he freely giveth. And, lastly, if any one may not have understood, because I have not declared it as I ought to have declared it, let him excuse the weakness of man, and supplicate the divine goodness. For we have within a master, Christ. Whatever you are not able to receive through your ear and my mouth, turn you in your heart to him who both teach hate me what to speak, and distribute to you in what measure he deigns. He who knows what to give, and to whom to give, will help him that seeketh, and open to him that knocketh. And if so be that he give not, let no one call himself forsaken. For it may be that he delays to give something, but he leaves none hungry. If, indeed, he give not at the hour, he is exercising the seeker, he is not scorning the suitor. Look you, then, and give heed to what I wish to say, even if I should not be able to say it. The Catholic faith, confirmed by the Spirit of God in his saints, has this against all heretical perverseness, that the works of the Father and of the Son are inseparable. What is this that I have said? As the Father and the Son are inseparable, so also the works of the Father and of the Son are inseparable. How are the Father and the Son inseparable, since himself said, I and the Father are one? Because the Father and the Son are not two gods, but one God, the Word, and he whose the Word is, one and the only one, Father and Son bound together by charity, one God, and the Spirit of charity also one, so that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is made the Trinity. Therefore, not only of the Father and Son, but also of the Holy Spirit, as there is equality and inseparability of persons, so also the works are inseparable. I will tell you yet more plainly what is meant by the works are inseparable. The Catholic faith does not say that God the Father made something, and the Son made some other thing, but what the Father made, that also the Son made, that also the Holy Spirit made. For all things were made by the Word, when he spoke and they were done, it is by the Word they were done, by Christ they were done. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, all things were made by him. If all things were made by him, God said, let there be light, and there was light, in the Word he made, by the Word he made. Behold, then, we have now heard the gospel, where he answered the Jews who were indignant that he not only broke the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. For so it is written in the foregoing paragraph. When, therefore, the Son of God, the Truth, made answer to their erring indignation, saith he, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son cannot of himself do anything, but what he seeth the Father doing, as if he said, why are you offended because I have said that God is my Father, and that I make myself equal with God? I am equal in that wise that he begot me, I am equal in that wise that he is not from me, but I from him. For this is implied in these words, the Son cannot do anything of himself, but what he seeth the Father doing. That is, whatever the Son hath to do, the doing it he hath of the Father. Why of the Father hath he the doing it? Because of the Father he hath it that he is Son. Why hath he it of the Father to be Son? Because of the Father he hath it that he is able, of the Father that he is. For, to the Son, both to be able and to be is the self same thing. It is not so with man. Raise your hearts by all means from a comparison of human weakness, that lies far beneath, and should any of us perhaps reach to the secret, and, while awestruck by the brilliance as it were of a great light, should discern somewhat, and not remain wholly ignorant, yet let him not imagine that he understands the whole, lest he should become proud, and lose what knowledge he has gotten. With man, to be and to be able are different things. For sometimes the man is, and yet cannot what he wills, sometimes, again, the man is in such wise, that he can what he wills, therefore his being and his being able are different things. For if man's esse and posse were the same thing, then he could when he would. But with God it is not so, that his substance to be is one thing, and his power to be able another thing, but whatever is his, and whatever he is consubstantial with him, because he is God. It is not so that in one way he is, in another way is able, he has the esse and the posse together, because he has to will and to do together. Since, then, the power of the Son is of the Father, therefore also the substance of the Son is of the Father, and since the substance of the Son is of the Father, therefore the power of the Son is of the Father. In the Son, power and substance are not different, the power is the self same that the substance is, the substance to be, the power to be able. Accordingly, because the Son is of the Father, he said, the Son cannot of himself do anything. Because he is not Son from himself, therefore he is not able from himself. He appears to have made himself as it were less, when he said, the Son cannot of himself do anything, but what he seeth the Father doing. Hereupon heretical vanity lifts the neck, theirs, indeed, who say that the Son is less than the Father, of less authority, of less majesty, of less possibility, not understanding the mystery of Christ's words. But attend, beloved, and see how they are confounded in their carnal intellect by the words of Christ. And this is what I said a little before, that the Word of God troubles all perverse hearts, just as it exercises pious hearts, especially that spoken by the evangelist John. For they are deep words that are spoken by him, not random words, nor such as may be easily understood. So, a heretic, if he happen to hear these words, immediately rises and says to us, lo, the Son is less than the Father, hear the words of the Son, who says, the Son cannot do anything of himself, but what he seeth the Father doing. Wait, as it is written, be meek to hear the word, that thou mayest understand. Well, suppose that because I assert the power and majesty of the Father and of the Son to be equal, I was disconcerted at hearing these words, the Son cannot do anything of himself, but what he seeth the Father doing. Well, I, being disconcerted at these words, will ask thee, who seemest to thyself to have instantly understood them, a question. We know in the Gospel that the Son walked upon the sea, when saw he the Father walk upon the sea. Here now he is disconcerted. Lay aside, then, thy understanding of the words, and let us examine them together. What do we then? We have heard the words of the Lord, the Son cannot of himself do anything, but what he seeth the Father doing. The Son walked upon the sea, the Father never walked upon the sea. Yet certainly the Son cannot of himself do anything, but what he seeth the Father doing. Return then with me to what I was saying, in case it is so to be understood that we may both escape from the question. For I see how I, according to the Catholic faith, may escape without tripping or stumbling, whilst thou, on the other hand, shut in on every side, art seeking a way of escape. See by what way thou hast entered. Perhaps thou hast not understood this that I said, see by what way thou hast entered, hear himself saying, I am the door. Not without cause, then, Art thou seeking how thou mayest get out, and this only thou findest, that thou hast not entered by the door, but fell in over the wall? Therefore raise thyself up from thy fall how thou canst, and enter by the door, that thou mayest go in without stumbling, and go out without straying. Come by Christ, not bringing forward of thy own heart what thou mayest say, but what he shows, that speak. Behold how the Catholic faith gets clear of this question. The Son walked upon the sea, planted the feet of flesh on the waves, the flesh walked, and the divinity directed. But when the flesh was walking and the divinity directing, was the Father absent? If absent, how doth the Son himself say, but the Father abiding in me, himself doth the works? If the Father, abiding in the Son, himself doth his works, then that walking upon the sea was made by the Father, and through the Son. Accordingly, that walking is an inseparable work of Father and Son. I see both acting in it. Neither the Father forsook the Son, nor the Son left the Father. Thus, whatever the Son doth, he doth not without the Father, because whatever the Father doth, he doth not without the Son.